The state Supreme Court is mulling over whether to strike down Wisconsin's stay-at-home order. Justices heard arguments this morning on a Republican lawsuit seeking to end it. The order is set to expire on May 26th, the day after Memorial Day. But Republicans say Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm overstepped her authority when she extended the original order nearly 3 weeks ago. State law allows the health secretary to take action to shut down parts of public life to control epidemics. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is being asked to take up a second lawsuit against the so-called Safer at Home order. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, good to have you back with us.
Hey, Rob.
Let's start, before we get into the why and what, let's start with the how. This is an unusual online court proceeding.
It is, yeah. I mean, we're debating the state's response to COVID-19, and as you know, they were doing that in the court today. You saw the court's response to COVID-19. They met virtually. There was one justice in the courtroom, Chief Justice Patience Rogensack. The other justices were elsewhere, so were the attorneys arguing this case. So this is something that they are living with, even as they are asked to address it.
Explain the part of this law that the Republican challenge hangs on here, Sean.
This is all about the Safer at Home extension that DHS Secretary Andrea Palm issued at the direction of Governor Tony Evers. So, I mean, this is the big order, basically, that takes that remains in effect until May 26th, unless something changes. And the lawsuit is saying that Andrea Palm exceeded her authority when she issued this order because she did not first run it past the legislature through an administrative rulemaking. So essentially, Republicans want her to issue any future orders through administrative rules. So they want the court to not only strike down this existing order in its entirety, they want future orders to go to them so that Republican lawmakers in this case have an up or down vote or, you know, veto power, essentially.
Conservatives hold a 5-2 majority on the Supreme Court. I want to give a listen to Justice Rebecca Bradley, who's considered to be on the the current makeup of the court. I think that's changing soon, considered to be on the conservative wing.
Isn't it the very definition of tyranny for one person to order people to be imprisoned for going to work, among other ordinarily lawful activities? Where does the Constitution say that's permissible, counsel?
Does that reflect the general tone, Sean, from the conservatives today?
I mean, I think we can very safely say now that Justice Rebecca Bradley is the most outspoken conservative justice on this court, maybe the most outspoken justice. So, you know, her attacks against the lawyer for the Evers administration were definitely the most aggressive. She compared the Safer at Home order to tyranny and stated she, you know, sometimes justices kind of play devil's advocate and it's dangerous to guess where they're actually leaning because they're scrutinizing the attorneys that are arguing in this case. Rebecca Bradley was not doing that. She stated that she has problems with the amount of authority that was delegated to Andrea Palm in this case. So, I mean, I think you can very safely assume that she is going to be one of the justices that wants to strike this down.
Now, I want to listen to Colin Roth, attorney for the Evers administration, saying, hey, bad stuff is going to happen if this is struck down. Here's a listen. I don't have that audio. He said, I'll quote it, if Safer at Home is enjoined with nothing to replace it and people pour out into the streets, that the disease will spread like wildfire and we'll be back into a terrible situation of an out-of-control virus with no weapon to fight it, no treatments, no vaccine, nothing. So how did justices respond to arguments about the health outcomes of lifting Safer at Home too soon?
Yeah, so they didn't really get into alternatives if Safer at Home is lifted too much. They did talk a little bit about the potential that this could be that it could go to a county by county order. Actually, Justice Brian Hagedorn, one of the court's conservatives, asked, you know, could it be that the DHS secretary, if she doesn't have power to issue a statewide order, could she potentially issue an order for a specific county? And their lawyer for Republican lawmakers said yes. But if you're, you know, wondering what the Republican alternative in this case, well, they have talked about a regional approach. They haven't floated a concrete plan. And the alternative of, you know, a regional approach and the health ramifications were not really discussed in arguments, aside from that warning from the attorney for Evers.
It seems like the core issue legally, though, isn't is this tyranny or is this bad for health? It's does the state constitution and empowering laws passed by the legislature allow the Department of Human Services Secretary or Health Services Secretary to do this stuff? That is that what's at the heart of this decision, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, that's the case that's brought by Republicans, is that that she can't do this, that they're not floating an alternative plan. They're just saying that the plan has to go through the legislature. The response from the DOJ representing Evers is that, you know, look, you may think justices, he was speaking to Justice Rebecca Bradley at the time, you may think that this is too broad of a grant of authority to the DHS secretary, but you should take that up with the legislature, because a previous legislature is what said is who granted the DHS secretary that power to address, communicable diseases. You know, that this is spelled out in state law that the secretary of the DHS has these powers. And so it's, you know, their case is that it's the qualm should not be with Secretary Andrea Palm for exercising these powers, but, you know, essentially with the legislature for letting them exist.
Talking to Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief, about oral arguments today in the state Supreme Court in a Republican challenge to the stay-at-home order. Now, Republicans, Sean, had come in and said, we want you to strike it down, but we want a six-day stay here to allow us and the governor to come up with a replacement plan. Does that oblige the Supreme Court to, if they decide to overturn it, give that six-day stay?
No, so this could get really complicated in a hurry. Okay, they're asking for a stay of the stay-at-home order, first of all. But essentially, when Republicans filed this lawsuit, they did ask this. Let's use the word freeze just for kicks here. They did ask the court to basically freeze everything in place for 6 days to give the governor's administration and the legislature time to, you know, craft an administrative rule to replace Safer at Home. The thing is, the attorney for the legislature conceded today that only would have worked if the Evers administration started drafting that rule right away, and that really the quickest that the administration could now draft a rule by law is 12 days. The Evers administration says it's more like 20 days. If the court wants to step in and say, look, we're going to strike this down, but we're going to give you, the governor, some time to draft a replacement, I'm not sure what the right number is. I don't think it's six. It might be 12. It might be 20. The point is, they can't turn around and do this tomorrow if they want to go through the normal rulemaking process, which is extremely cumbersome.
Well, I'm looking at the date, Sean. If they issued an order tonight or maybe tomorrow, you could say, okay, that's May 6th. If they go with the 20 days, that's May 26th, which is when the whole thing's supposed to end anyway.
You're getting right up next to it. Yeah. And actually, this is kind of a tangent here, but the court, and I mentioned they've done their own things to address COVID-19. They issued an order way back in March that delayed jury trials until at least May 22nd. So, one way or another, changes are going to be on the horizon here.
Now, this is just one lawsuit being heard today. Can you tell us a little bit about a second lawsuit challenging Safer at Home orders?
Yeah, I think the thing to know is that this lawsuit here is, you know, in many ways the most broad lawsuit, because it is asking the court to strike the whole thing down and to say that, you know, any future orders have to go through the legislature. We don't know if the governor and lawmakers can really agree on anything, given how far they are apart on this stuff. So the thing they heard today would strike everything down. The thing that the lawsuit that was filed yesterday is by private citizens, and it is challenging individual rights that they say are challenged by these safer at home orders, you know, the right to free speech, the freedom to practice religion, to travel. They're saying all of this is at odds with this safer at home order. And so they're going at the case in that way. They're trying to file an original action before the Supreme Court, which is just a way of saying, you know, send it right to the court first and not go through the normal court system and appeal process. And the Supreme Court did today issue a briefing schedule for that case to decide whether or not they want to take it. So it has their attention, and it would have pretty real ramifications, but it's not as broad as what the court heard today.
And I guess if the court ruled in this case and struck down Safer at Home, then that other lawsuit wouldn't matter anymore. Its concerns would already be addressed.
Yeah, potentially. Although there is a chance that what the court does with today's case is not essentially like a clean up or down ruling. Hmm. It's probably dangerous to read the tea leaves on this one. But when you have some justices asking about the prospect of, you know, could the DHS secretary issue orders that are county specific or north of Highway 29, stuff like that, it seems like it maybe opens the door to an order that is not like a clean yes or no. Same thing with that, you know, the stay or freezing the status quo. When you got some people talking about 6 days, 12 days, longer, it may be kind of what they ultimately put out there may leave some of the order intact potentially.
We'll leave it there, Sean, and watch for a ruling from the court. We don't know when that's going to be. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. We talked to him about Wisconsin Republicans' lawsuit that seeks to end the state's stay-at-home order. The state Supreme Court heard arguments from both sides today, and the order is set to expire on May 26th.